welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. We are off and running and ready to tackle another week for the glory of God. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and you are tuned into the Refresh radio program today. We are going through the scriptures. Right now we have been talking, going through the Sermon on the Mount. We got to the Lord's Prayer and to the part about deliver us from the evil one, or deliver us from evil. And that led us into talking about the Ten Commandments, and now we are talking about thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. Don't be deceived, in deception versus truth, and what we can do to equip ourselves and all that. So that's where we are going to be going today. We're going to go back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We've got more to unpack from that chapter as we go through there and equip ourselves so that we are not led into evil, because people are always trying to lie to us. And I just want to start off today by saying that we need to be sure and give God thanks when, you know, when the opportunity arises. And last week I was walking out the church. It was already afternoon, and, you know, afternoons in Florida get to be a little on the warm side, especially this time of the year. And I walked out, the thermometer in my car still said it was between 90 and 95 degrees, but it didn't feel like 90 to 95 degrees. There was a noticeable difference between what it felt like and what it had felt like previous to that. And when I walked out the door, I said, God, I just want to thank you for a season of refreshing. And if you hadn't thanked God recently, I pray that you would do so. You would be amazed at not only what it does for him, but what it does for us whenever we give thanks to the Lord. With that being said, I want to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. They have the ability, no matter what the weather is like on the outside, to equip you with a system that will make you comfortable on the inside of your house, whether you want it warmer or cooler, however you choose your setting, your comfort setting in your home. They travel all throughout Brevard County. They are able to work on package units, traditional air conditioners with air handlers on the inside, package units, micro split systems. They can tackle electrical issues. They really are a tremendous company with a lot of skills, and if you need their services, I want to encourage you to give them a call, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, and you will have found your new air conditioning service company, because they will treat you well, and you won't have to be wondering about whether anybody out there is going to be lying to you and taking advantage of you. 321-632-9538. So this coming Sunday, we have Sunday morning service, not Sunday night this week. We are going to be having our annual chili cook-off and potluck dinner after the service. And we're going to get to break in our new countertops, cabinets, and things like that that we installed in the fellowship hall. It's going to be such an upgrade from what we had before, and we're really excited about that. So if you'd like to come be a part of that, service starts 10:30 Sunday morning, and you don't have to bring chili. I told people, if you don't know how to make chili, don't bring chili. We're going to have a potluck afterwards. Not everybody wants chili after chili after chili. You know, bring a side dish or another entree, And so we're going to have a great time. And you pray for me this week. I've got a number of people who are going to be away. There's other activities, other special events that have kicked in. And so I'll be leading worship this week. My worship leader's away. And then my office manager, her and her husband are away this weekend. And so we got a lot of different hats that we're going to be wearing that we don't typically wear, but excited about that nonetheless. So I'm excited about 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 because it equips us for what life would be like if we weren't living for God. It equips us with the truth so that we will recognize what is going on, and we don't have to fall victim to it. Actually, in this passage, there is some revelation that is in here that will just flat out prepare us for life with God that will prevent us from experiencing all of the consequences of this society of lawlessness. Verse number 7 is where I want to pick up today. It says, "For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all powers, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." So Paul writes to the Thessalonians and he tells them the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. It, you know, the ultimate manifestation of it in the man of lawlessness may not have arrived yet, but lawlessness is already at work in society. Rebellion is not something that we have to teach. Rebellion is something that arises from our carnal nature. You're not the boss of me. Who are you? Who died and made you king? You know, all of those sorts of things. There's something that just wants to bow our neck at the thought of God-ordained order. And so society, it's bad enough to watch that happen when it is an individual. But when a group begins to come together and operate in that position of lawlessness, then it gets worse and worse. Well, you can see that in the Old Testament with Ahimelech when he was raised up as a king over a small portion of Israel, and then people rebelled against him. It didn't work out well for any of the parties at all. So don't be surprised when you see lawlessness. Lawlessness arises anytime someone rejects the law of God. But it has this tremendous passage, and I'm not here to define who this is for you. It says, only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. All I can tell you is that there is an anointing from God that is more powerful than lawlessness, that when the people of God live in unity, they live in one accord, they live for the purpose of God, with the power of God, I'm here to tell you that the people of God can survive in a society of lawlessness because we are a restraining force. Whether it's the church, whether it's the Holy Spirit, whether it's Jesus, whether it's God the Father, whatever that restraining force is, I do know this, greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. You cannot force a person who chooses to live in obedience to the law. You cannot compel them to live a life of lawlessness. But a person who says, this is what God said, I'm going to stick to it, God's never lied yet, that sort of commitment to the truth will always prove a hindrance and a restraint to those who are trying to carry out a lawless agenda. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. So I'm not here to point out the identity or anything like that. A lot of people get, you know, fixated on when is the rapture going to take place. I don't know. Be ready. Well, who is going to be the Antichrist? I don't know. Be ready. But I can tell you this, there is more power in obedience than there is in lawlessness. And I will tell you that in the end, the God who gave us the law in compassion and mercy, he will overpower and destroy this person of lawlessness. It is not a battle. You know, name the best golfer that you have out there, and then you put them up against me and my golf game, and I'm here to tell you, it's not a close contest. It's not going to be a close contest at all. You know, when I was a youth pastor, you know, I was around teenage boys and all that, and then I found that those teenage boys were stronger than I was, but they didn't have the restraint that I did, and so I said, you know what? I'm not going to roughhouse with the teenage boys anymore because I'm the one getting hurt. And then my kids came along, and my son is taller than I am. I said, I'm not going to roughhouse with him anymore because I'm gonna be the one that gets injured. And I will tell you that the devil may bloviate a lot. That means he just goes on and blusters and talks this great big ominous game, and he might even convince the mass of humanity. The Bible actually talks about all the nations of the world will gather in opposition to God, but it is still no match. I'm here to tell you, if everybody else around you abandons God, you stick with him, because God is the winning side. God is the winning side. And it says, the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. All it takes is one utterance from God. All it takes is the glorious appearance of his coming. And all of a sudden, light dispels darkness. So be light. Be the light of the world that Jesus said that we were to be. Be the light of the world. Don't be so concerned about, you know, the threatenings that the enemy breathes out. Be more concerned with for every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. For in it there is life and there is victory. So God wins in the end. Verse number 9 says, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan. So you have to sometimes be able to look at things to identify whether it's a God thing or whether it's not a God thing. So is something being done according to the power of the Holy Spirit? Is it being done to glorify God, or is it being done to glorify man? Is it something that is in alignment with the kingdom of darkness? We can't afford to be operating in things that are going to promote darkness rather than light. There's a pastor, an Assemblies of God pastor, and several years ago he was speaking, and he talked about that he had developed a plan. He thought that he was going to do something, and it wasn't going to be a godly thing. It was going to be a divisive thing. And so God began to challenge him in his prayer closet and said, so that is your plan. You think that that is what is going to glorify me? And, you know, he got kind of a recognizable name in some circles and things like that. And God said, really? That's your plan? That you think that plan lines up with my book? And instead of that plan, God gave him a different plan, one that was not going to be used to divide, but one that was going to be used to empower. And God said, bring all your resources with you. Bring your checkbook. bring your checkbook, bring your resources. And so God said, you know what? That plan that you had in mind was according to Satan, not according to God. I will tell you at times that if we're not careful, if we do not allow the Holy Spirit to give us the gift of discernment, we can be deceived into doing the devil's work, thinking we're doing God's work. If you don't believe me, all you got to do is look at the Apostle Paul, who was Saul before. He thought he was doing God a great service by persecuting and killing Christians, until Jesus stepped up to the plate and said, hi. And Paul said, who are you? And he said, well, I'm Jesus, whom you are persecuting. And suddenly there was an openness. Lord, what would you have me to do? And instead of fighting against Christians and killing Christians, he says, I want you to be one, and I want you to reach as many people as I can empower you to do so, to transform them into Christians. And all of a sudden, the whole of society, listen, I believe that the church ought to be so influential that what they said about Paul is said about us, that those that have turned the world upside down have come here as well. I believe that the omnipresent God is present in Brevard County. And we need a God encounter. We don't just need the word. We need an encounter with the Most High God. And so it says, it's according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Lying wonders. There's power, there's signs, and then there's lying wonders. God said that there would be signs and wonders that accompany believers. And there's power, and there's signs, and there's lying wonders that accompany the works of Satan. I don't know about you, but I need to be able to tell the difference. I need to be able to tell the difference. And many times there are people who will do things and say things and create things that will create a platform for themselves, where every time God does something, he's using people to create a platform for others to come to faith in Jesus Christ. My name being famous is not what this is about. My voice being recognized is not what this is about. People being equipped with the truth. Just because you see something done doesn't mean that it's been done to the glory of God. As believers, everything we do is supposed to be done for the glory of God. So our marriage is supposed to be for the glory of God. Our Bible study is supposed to be for the glory of God. Our ministry is supposed to be for the glory of God. And if we're not careful, we will overlook sin and deceive ourselves and think that, well, look at all these great things that are taking place, not realizing that God could use a donkey and he could use us. Saul was trying to kill David at one point in time and ended up having the Holy Spirit encounter him, and he ended up prophesying with a bunch of the other prophets, and yet his heart was far, far from God. So let's allow God to give us the discernment to say, you know what, God? I want signs and wonders that are going to cause people to say glory to God. There was a pastor several months ago who pretended to have somebody raised from the dead at one of his conferences. Now, I want you to understand something, that the counterfeit never disqualifies the authentic. And so where that person was manufacturing a miracle, there were other people who had actually had people raised from the dead in their meetings. But this person thought that they were going to be able to pull a fast one. But instead of bringing glory to Jesus, they brought disgrace. So let's not just say, oh, well, look at the things that are going on there. Well, let's look at them. If we're going to look at them, let's look at them. Is it bringing attention to a man or is it bringing attention to Jesus? And it says, so that there's lying wonders and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish. So there is deception and there's a connection here between righteousness and truth and a connection between unrighteousness and deception. So character never, ever is worthless. Okay? There is a connection there between being in right standing with God and being able to do the genuine. You know, if you look at the plagues that happened in Egypt, when things started off, when Moses did his first sign, the magicians came and they said, well, we can do that. And then there was the second sign and the magician said, well, we can do that. The third sign, they said, we can't do that. This is the hand of God. You know, the other thing that kind of fascinated me, you know, Moses threw his rod down on the ground and became a serpent. The magicians threw theirs down. Moses' rod ate their rods. The second, the water turned to blood. The magicians came and they did the same thing. They made the problem bigger, not better. It took Moses before that problem stopped. You and I need to realize that we're functioning. When we function with signs and wonders, it is so that people will see that there is a God who loves them, who cares for them, who wants to deliver them and empower them to do life the right way. Let's not just be so flippant in our behavior and say, well, look at all of this that was going on and look at all of that was going on. And if we're not careful, we will set ourselves up the same way that Jesus talked about people that said, we did this and we did this and we cast out demons and we healed the sick and all of that. And he said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Being in right relationship with God is more important than signs and wonders. Say that again. Being in right relationship with God is more important than signs and wonders. I am firmly persuaded that the signs and the wonders are for signs to unbelievers so that they will see that there is a supernatural God, a God that is bigger than their problems, bigger than anything they've ever encountered, and he loves them. So let's make sure to conduct ourselves as messengers of righteousness so that people will not discredit our message because of the character of the messenger. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish. And here's the reason. Because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Okay, before all of this deception breaks out, there was an opportunity that was presented that they might receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Okay, so I encourage you, if you've got loved ones that are far away from God, live the gospel out before them. Live it out. Love them into the kingdom with the genuine. I know some people, they are so in love with Jesus that it almost comes across too sweet, too genuine, But when you get to know them, you know that they are the real deal. And, you know, that's the way I want to be. I want to be authentic and genuine. So that people will say, you know what? I may not understand everything, but I believe that God is good, that he loves me, and I want to embrace his truth. Okay. If we reject the truth, if we reject God's provision for salvation, there's nothing left except for deception and destruction and lawlessness. Verse number 11, and for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. As long as people are enjoying their sin, it's going to be very difficult to reach them. Sin creates heartache. It creates misery. It creates pain. It creates suffering. And God hates it. God hates sin. So we need to ask the Holy Spirit to move in such a way that people will see the love of God and the goodness of God and embrace that. Because if not, the only other option is to believe a lie, to believe the delusion. And it is very, very powerful. I know people right now who, if you told them the truth, they would not believe it because they are so firmly persuaded in falsehood. But I'm here to tell you today that the Holy Spirit can reach the hardest person, can bring them to that place where it is no longer enjoyable to live in sin. We have people in our church that have been set free from the bondage of sin, and they are thoroughly blessed as they walk in the fullness of the truth of God's word and walk in relationship with him. The lesson today is very simple, and that is receive the love of the truth and let us walk in it. Hey, the alarm clock is going off. It's time to wake up, arise, shine. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. You go out, you have a great and glorious Monday, and love the truth. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. But now